Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, NLI Radio. I'm also with Cowboy Wisdom Innovation Coaching. Tonight, I want to talk about the childishness of this country. I'm experienced in that. I've done it. I've done it more than once, and I didn't really realize it until I have a personal situation going on. When people don't get their way and can control another person, they start saying bad things about them and doing bad things, thinking they're actually helping themselves, but really in the end, they're harming themselves. And I have that going on in my life right now. And I have to expand into a whole new area. I have to contact many different people than I've ever done before. And I'm really getting a learning lesson out of this, but humility is going to come back to the other person. But if you notice that, even in the politics and everything we do today, it's all about slam and slander. It's not about innovation and moving forward. And this country has a fascination with tough talk and very little walk. If you've noticed this over the years, the country likes tough talk. Look at talk radio. They're fun to listen to, and they do have some innovative ideas. But they also got a line of BS, just like anybody else. But, I mean, you know, something that really stuck in my craw, not stuck, but something that opened my eyes to this was when Saxby Chambliss and Cam Cleland was running for office. And Saxby Chambliss called Cam Cleland unpatriotic in a speech. And Cam Cleland lost three limbs in the Vietnam War that Saxby Chambliss did not go to and dodged the draft. That's what I'm talking about. Nothing against either man. It's just facts. And that was the easiest one. Jack Murtha was another one. He commanded troops in Vietnam that Rush Limbaugh and a lot of the right-wing talk show hosts refused to go. So let's just be honest. We really like tough talk, and then we kind of get our way and they don't do anything. It's like it's going to be fun to watch Paul Ryan and his Medicare debate. And see what happens when it really meets the metal on the people. See if he keeps going the way he does, or they soften it a little bit, or a lot of bit. You know, it's good to have innovative ideas like this, but how are you going to enforce it and allow the people enough time to understand it? It really comes down to Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney having the right speech to put this forth. And that's just like in our real life. And I was using that because, you know, Paul Ryan is kind of a fire and brimstone guy. It's kind of nice to see somebody with a little fire and do that. Am I a proponent of Romney? No. Am I a proponent of Obama and the other one? No. But it's just nice to see we got some ideals out there that are actually going to cause the American people to have to stand up and think a little bit, because I'm sorry, the giveaway sham is gone. And we do have to make some tough choices. But in order for this to happen, we actually have to raise the wages. If they raise the wages in this country, a lot of this stuff will go away. Low wages are poverty consciousness. And that's something that this country really, really engages in, is poverty consciousness. I didn't realize it until the last 5 years. And I think I didn't realize it because I was getting to play the game of shame as a poverty conscious game. And I was really involved in it. Oh, yeah, I can't do this, and I can't do that. And then all of a sudden, one day I got smacked and says, oh, yeah, I can. And that's where the world is right now. It's afraid to say, yeah, I can expand my sand to understand. I flow in the glow of genuine, lively, omnipotent wisdom to expand my life, energize my entrepreneurial wise to say I can. That is where the world is really in a full-blown challenge. And you know, the world isn't afraid of us. We're afraid of ourselves. That's the biggest thing I've learned in the last year. I was afraid of my own talent, and now that I'm really ready to exploit them and explain them, I really scare the well out of people. If you got talent and willing to express it, you scare the hell out of people. That's just the way it is. So here's the thing. If you're not scaring somebody and having them shaking their boots and you just walking away wondering what was wrong with them, you're not thinking big enough. And if you ain't quaking in your boots and crapping in your pants, you're not thinking big enough. You know, I'm working on a data center right now, and the main contractor is so afraid to make money, it's losing money. That's the thing. Everybody thinks we'll do it on the cheap. Then when the cheap catches them in the ass, they become all beep. They come bleep. What's wrong with me? Well, we'll just blame labor. We'll do everything to make it hard on labor, and that way we can blame labor. The world has been blaming labor since the beginning of time. And how is it working for us? How come companies that pay good wages actually stay in business? And the ones that pay cheap wages usually go broke. And you know, this is something I heard on Con Air. This is the best statement. No, not Con Air, Armageddon. When they're flying up where it says we're sitting on nitrogen and oxygen, we're sitting on an atom bomb, and the plane we're riding in is built by the lowest bidder. How has this country become the lowest bidder into cheap and poverty consciousness? You know, low bidder is always the one that forgot the most and is going to cut the most corners. And you know, this is the thing. We have to start looking at each other as wisdom and a way to expand the world. That is something you really have to open your eyes to, is to really expand the world to let them understand what is going on. And as we're doing this, we're all sitting here wondering what's going to happen tomorrow. And oh my God, are they going to take care of me? Well, they're going to take care of you. Give you just enough to make you feel good, but yet kind of starving for your real life, but they're going to give you enough just to make you feel good. They're going to starve you from prosperity, but they're going to give you enough to feel comfortable. And that's the problem with the country world. Right now, we have become comfortable with nothing. And so we can live on nothing really good now, and we're good at it. That's the challenge we face right now. We're so good at keep doing nothing with nothing, we thinking we have a lot by doing nothing. People, it's time for us to open our eyes to see the talent within us. When you're working during the day or doing something, pay attention to yourself. Look how you're going through your day and really pay attention to your actions and how easy when people bring you a challenge, how easy or how inept or how adept you are to expanding through it. If you can help your employer make money with your skills, you can make money on your own. But however, it comes down to letting go. And this is something I'm learning myself. I don't get to talk about things you should do. I'm talking about things I'm going through. I talk my own personal journey, and I only use stuff that I do. So anyway, as I go through my day, I'm starting to realize it's easier when I don't care, but I'm willing to engage in listening to see what is going on. When you care, sometimes you can control. But when you're willing to listen and communicate, you're in the flow of the go with others. And if you think you absolutely know what's going on, you know nothing. And this country is so afraid to hear we have challenges. We'd rather run up a trillion, $15 trillion deficit and keep spending rather than the American people have to go through the pain of gain. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, in the United States and the world, until the working man and the blue-collar people open up their innovation and start becoming inventors, pioneers, again, the world will struggle in white-collar recession. This is actually a white-collar recession we're in, because they're thinking as long as they get the corporations and their companies making money, the world is good. But people are struggling. And, you know, the thing is we went through the 90s. The working men and women have went through the 90s with little to no wage increase. And yet fuels went up $2 a gallon. So how do they expect this to come out? And I was listening to the Bill O'Reilly and Michelle Malkin, I believe it was. I'm not sure who it was. But anyway, she is saying, the oil companies work on such a small margin of profit. And old Bill says, yeah, $46 billion a quarter. I wonder if I could work on that small of a profit margin. You know, they do have a lot of expenses. But them expenses are all tax write-offs, too. And yes, they're out there doing it. It's like the 10 people that got killed on that rig down in the Gulf. If the BP supervisors would have listened to the tool pusher, it wouldn't have happened. Usually, if you're in a tight spot, the college medication is the worst thing. The common sense and people that have a feel for what's going on will open it up. And then they say they didn't have this, they didn't have this. I guarantee you that blowout preventer probably wasn't tested for a long time. You know, business has got a way of letting it happen and then begging for mercy. You know, it's like do it anyway and then ask for forgiveness later. That's kind of the way the world is. And then people get into forgiveness and they get the biggest drama in the world. But if you look at the world today, we're all childish. I'm just finally starting to grow up and then I'm starting to see what's going on. And it really kind of opened my eyes to a lot of things. You know, it's really different than I thought it would be. Because we're really not in anything extraordinary. We're kind of just in the mundane muck of the world. But we're so afraid of new right now. You know, the computers have been out, and yeah, Intel's doing a little bit, but there's no new innovation right now. That is where the world is, happening and going right now. We really have to work to open up our new innovation. And, you know, when we work to open it up, we will start opening ourselves up. But until we see new ways to do it, we're trying to make money in the same way we've always done everything. We really have. And we really are. You know, I'm sorry, if you haven't seen anything new in a few years, you better open your eyes and move your life forward, because the one that's asleep at the wheel is you. And you know what? I know I've been asleep at the wheel. I don't get no breaks in this. I got to be totally honest with myself, just like I am everybody else. But you know, it isn't so much being asleep at the wheel as being willing to wake up at the wheel. and move my life forward. That's what life is all about. When we're asleep at the wheel, we're trying to do today, we're actually trying to live 2013 with 1930s thinking. You know, I didn't really notice that. Well, I've noticed it for probably 15, 20 years. But right now, I just caught it. We're using 1930s thinking, World War II wisdom in 2013. How do you think that's a little bit outdated? You know, that makes a little bit of a question, doesn't it? You know? It all happened in the way it happened. But we all want to know what's going to happen before we get to experience it. And that's what we're trying to let go of, and we're afraid to experience the expansion in from poverty conscious to prosperity prowess. And that's where the fears lie in everybody. That, ladies and gentlemen, when we figure this all out, we're going to expand into a paradigm. And, you know, they use laws to control us and fear, but the only ones laws, only people that fear laws are the people that have integrity. So, I just reading here, Obama Romney ad, spending $512 million on a $400,000 a year job. I ain't the sharpest tack, but I know something ain't right, you know. But here's the thing. Does it really matter if we all open up our ingenuity and do what we can do to expand our lives? That's the real question. What can we do to expand our lives and move our life forward by engaging in our own talent? We have that talent to ballet across the world of wisdom. But here's the thing. What are we going to do what we really need to do? How are we holding on to everything in life? And we're trying to keep the same. So if we don't expand any challenges or have any challenges, we have life made, don't we? The only thing we have is more comfort zone bone spurs to really kick us and cause the pain in the leg, in the heel, so we can't walk forward. When we let go of the spurs in the heels and put the spurs on the heels and kick ourselves in the butt, we'll give ourselves a little kick in the kick forward. And that will help open our eyes. You know, I look at this, and this is something question I've asked myself many, many times. I've asked myself this question. If this country had to gain its freedom today, would this country be able to do it and move forward the way it has? You know, that is something that really has to really open our eyes to see what's going on. Because it's the people of this world is the asset. It ain't the business smart. It isn't this. It's people. And if you ask a lot of business people that are very successful, guarantee you it's going to come down. They listen to the people as they was going up. I know every challenge I've ever had comes from being thinking I knew what was going on and afraid to listen. And I understand that totally now, but this country, the people of this country, the United States, every country, have so much talent. But we got to get back to local progress with global expansion from the small town. And see, that's something else this country has lost, the United States especially. We've lost our small town uniqueness. And that's something we have to get back to. And everybody is so busy and so afraid to have communication that they might have to actually talk to each other. And man, that can't happen, because we might actually find out the person that we're mad at is really a good person. But we would rather get mad than communicate. I have been guilty of that. And that was one of the worst things. That was something I was really appreciative of when I expand through that. But it comes down to the world seeing people as an asset rather than a commodity or a pawn in a business game. You know, if you look since I've been alive, I'll give my age now, 1955, the same places in the world are still having the same problem. That's because we let history and the ego really control us. And everybody says it's being seizured. I honestly believe it is, but it's going to take some more ingenuity, an innovative ingenuity and a way of speaking to make people understand they can actually expand themselves by letting go of their own history and everything is. But the outside world has a way of trying to keep you, and I mean trying, because the only one that can keep you is you. If they're really trying to keep you inside the paradoxes, so nobody escapes from the mundane teachings we've had. And we've always endured. And, you know, during school, you know, they never let kids have a day of creative art and let them do anything they want, not grade them. And ask them questions, how they come up with this, to expand them, give them confidence. You know, certain kids in the school get their confidence built. And certain kids in the school, the teachers don't realize it, but they're actually stealing their confidence when they compare them to another kid. You know, not everybody is going to be academically agile. Some people are going to be mechanically agile. Some people are just going to be verbally agile. But it's really seeing the gift that kid and the people have and using that to expand people or open people's eyes to seeing that we will engage in talent. And sometimes it takes the intellectual with kind of the nerd. And which isn't true, it's just that he's super smart. And somebody that can physically put something together to be partnered so they can actually use each other's talent to move life forward. And, you know, I'm not college educated, but there's enough ways you can get an education in this world. But, you know, it's being willing to let go of everything you've been told about yourself that is negative. Because that was somebody else's perspective, and it really means nothing. But it's how did you respect that person that told you? And you got to really, really be honest with yourself and say, and maybe you took it out of context, but, you know, you have the talent. Everybody in the world has the talent to expand through anything. And, you know, some people may be, seems slow in the initiative, but yet in the end, they have the wisdom. Some people have the, I call, the blessing to be calm and really let the situation. Me, I like to get going, but I'm really learning and opening up to going, allowing the situation, because every situation in life is unrefined wisdom to be processed to expand your life. And it's like a football game without the instant replay or the replay. That's life. Once it's over, it's over. That situation, when you take the wisdom and the life-expanding stuff away from it, you will never, ever encounter that again. But however, if you refuse to see it, you're really going to be ingrained with it. And that is something that I've learned. So when something is going amiss in my life, and really it's amiss, I miss seeing or hearing something to expand myself, and it's just amiss. And if I sit back and really get quiet, most of the time it comes to me or it's presented to me in the next moment of my life. We really have to let go of the education system. Take the reading, writing, arithmetic. But the history, we have to really start looking at it and be grateful for it. But when you read it, take the word war, put peace. And, you know, there's a lot of courage in the history. But we always see pillage, plunder, and winning war. That history books are written specifically to keep us ingrained that the victor is always right. No, the victor just got lucky somewhere, or they had a little better game plan, or the other person was arrogant and they just really, they really stepped on it and did it. But, you know, it's really about us opening our eyes to see the grandeur in the other person. Because the more grander the other person is, the more grander you are to yourself. And that is something you have to always see the grandness in somebody else. Because that way you're seeing it in us. And, you know, being a Virgo, you can get really nitpicky about everything. And that is one of the hardest challenges I face, is quit being nitpicky. And if I ever get it 100%, I'll be the happiest man alive. But, you know, it's a game I choose to engage every day to see the good in somebody I was going to nitpick. Rather than nitpick them, look at them and see the good they do. Because there is, you know, and that really opens me up, because I'm nitpicking something in me if I'm nitpicking something else. In somebody else. But that Virgo, he really likes to nitpick. And he can be a crotchety old booger too, so he has to get lined out every once in a while on a positive way to live. But it's really about this country and the world expanding out of the childishness of that I have to get even, I'm right, and if somebody does something, it really is up to us. Up to the people to bring the world out of this poverty consciousness, because we can lead the leaders. It's we the people will lead the leaders, and that is a fact. We will lead, the people will lead the politicians to prosperity. Anyway, my name is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Innovation Coaching and Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio. And my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. And my phone number is 702-755-9410. And my email is rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. And we will be here next Tuesday and Thursday night. And we'll have guests, and we're going to talk more about expanding the world into wealth. And I want to thank all the listeners and all for being here tonight. I have the best life in the world because of the listeners that I have. And I want to thank everybody and wish you a happy, good weekend. And we will talk to you later.